Check 1, 2.
Check. We're good.
We're good. All right. What's good, Sevilla family? Welcome to another edition of the Munchies Man podcast. I'm Eddie here, repeating as host once again, and I am joined by Steve to discuss match day 10 in La Liga and our fixture against Levante at home, as well as the midweek fixture away to Lille in the Champions League. And what do you think of today's result, Steve? Sevilla 5, Levante 3.
Definitely enjoyable to watch. It was a lot of fun. Early morning games here in the States or North America. It's always good when those results go our way. A lot of goals. We'll get into the ups and downs of the game, I'm sure, here coming up. But a lot to talk about. I think I have 3 pages of notes here. There's a lot to kind of dissect, so I'm just excited to get into it.
Same. Definitely one that was at least enjoyable to watch as well. Not laborious like it usually is, especially that midweek result, the nil-nil. It's like you're expecting more of that, but this time we're at home. Maybe that had to do something with it. The Betis were back.
Oh, they were back in a big way.
For sure. And we definitely heard that through the screen. Home sweet home, I guess. And it started off early. Torres getting a lovely volley from the corner kick. About 12 minutes in from Augustinsson, who gets to start, his second start, I believe. I was a bit worried about Augustinsson's delivery. Does he have it? Is it at the same level as Acuna? And he delivers the assist on Olivet, a wonderful volley into the top corner. With Olivet Torres, I always worry about is the end product there? Is the goal threat there? And he's definitely able to have moments of magic like that. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it was, I think you summed it up nicely, a moment of magic. I got a kick. Did you happen to catch any of the post-game interview that they did with him on the stream, on the ESPN stream there?
No, it cut off right at the
So they did a couple of interviews and he was one of them. And he actually joked that in training, he always jokes with his teammates to give him the cross in because he just loves to try and put it on frame. And he's like, nice. Got a laugh. He started laughing and says it never actually goes in. So it was really fun to see it go in today. But it was just good to see them getting him involved. The service in from Augustinsson was really nice. And it's good to see because like we're so used to seeing Acuna out there, as you mentioned, and we've come accustomed to that and he's very good. So it's always kind of jarring when we pull out one of our top players. It seemed to work really well.
It's always good to score early because you feel like if things don't happen in the first half, what kind of second half we'll see? Maybe Lope has to adjust with substitutions. What if that doesn't work, like we saw midweek? But we kept it going. Rafa Mir adding a second goal. And you know Rafa Mir always looks for his shot, right? I think we all knew he was going to take the shot there.
Oh, yeah.
Some way, somehow. But he actually makes it count. I wanted to highlight Rafa Mir because he's low-key, he's scoring almost every game. So I'm not sure. This is probably his 5th goal in La Liga. And makes it 2-0 for us. It was a nice interception by Munir in Levante's half to start off that move. And Delaney laying it off to Rafa, who scores near post. I'm very satisfied by him being the stand-in to Enesiri. And I've no worries at all whenever Enesiri is going to be gone in January. I think Rafa Mir fills that role in nicely.
Yeah, I agree. At the beginning of the season, he was a little up and down, and unfortunately, a little bit more down than up. But he has, it seems like he's got a lot more confidence. And I mean, he's never shied away from trying to put the ball in the goal. His goal today was well placed. I think it was kind of a laughable attempt at goalkeeping at that point, just to let that in at that point. He is. You're right. He's seems like he's involved in at least one goal every game, and has opportunity for multiple. He had a really nice chance at goal late in the game as well that he just took a half second too long to kind of set up and it went off target. But he's he's really coming into his own. And with Nasiri being hurt and being away on international duty coming up, it's nice to see that we've got somebody that is maybe a little bit more reliable than who we've had there in the past.
Most definitely. And I think you can see that the transfer is already paying, dividends. So very satisfied on that front. 8 total goals in this match. And it seemed to get going. I feel like Sevilla always struggles to get that second goal. We always lead by one for the longest, and maybe the second goal comes in, but this time it came in early. And another chance with Sevilla's number seven hitting it off the post with his trademark shot. And you're thinking Sevilla's got to get rolling, but they get pegged back 2-1. Diego Carlos makes it 3-1. We end the half there. And then it continues into the second half. I mean, we had 5 goals in total, 5 different goal scorers, 5 different assist makers as well. I mean, there's probably a stat on that. I mean, that we'll probably see later on in the day, but which one of these goals stood out for you?
Oh, definitely. Oliver's first goal, like that. It was gorgeous. It came at the right time. It was, like you said, it's tough for us to kind of get off our asses, really. Like it's tough for us to get going a lot of times. And so to see that score happen so early on a goal that really probably the goal of the match day, probably for us, the goal of the season so far. It was absolutely beautiful. That one, it set the pace for the entire game. Diego Carlos's goal to put us up 3-1. He had a really nice header, but it was I really like to see the follow up to that too, because in the moment we weren't sure if it went in or not, and Munir was right there on top of things to tap it back in if needed, and that's really good to see that like awareness right around the box. And that's been lacking from a lot of people on our team in the last couple of weeks. So to see that and tap it back in, ultimately it wasn't needed because it did go over the line. But it was just kind of good to see those things. And that's not something that'll show up in the stat sheet. That won't go anywhere, but it's still good to see. And it gives you a lot of confidence that the team is growing together.
Yeah. Munir definitely has that presence of mind. He knows where the goal is, and he's always a goal threat some way, somehow.
Oh, definitely.
So for him to be on the spot there, just in case, and to play to the whistle too. You always like to see that. Yep. And Munir having a goal of his own. If that wasn't going to be the only golazo of the game by Oliver Torres, Munir has a shot from about 25 yards out. Good hustle play by Oliver to keep that play alive, and lays it off to Munir and sends a rocket low into the corner. To be
Aitor. That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Recuperando Oliver Torres para Munir, puede ensayar disparo. ¡Qué gol, qué 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 gol! ¡Qué golazo! ¡Qué golazo! ¡Qué golazo! Sabíamos de lo que era capaz Munir. Vaya trallazo, como veíamos que le iba a pegar, que iba a soltar la cadena. Disparó con la zurda, lo tenía teledirigido. Ahí al fondo de la red de la esquinita. Munir el Haddadi.
What do you expect from Munir, right? I usually like him off the bench, but if he provides this kind of end product when he starts, then he could have that spot over Ocampos any day.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, sure. Especially with Ocampos's tendency to, I don't want to say lose his head, but he does get a little heated on occasion, and it's good to have some reliable play from somebody who can keep a cooler head on a more regular basis.
Yeah, and that was Munir's first start in forever. I think it was back in February that he last started, something like that.
I mean, the forum has made kind of a joke about it, where like, where is he? Like, what's going on with him?
It's kind of become
a meme at this point. Yeah, and it's good to see him. I don't know what the last 3 games, 4 games, he's actually factored in quite a bit and has played really well for us. So it's good to see him get the start, get the goal, and hopefully he can continue.
Second half got a bit nervous. I mean, went 4-1 up early in that second half. 2 goals conceded in quick succession. Mistake by Dimitrovic, getting his first start today. I usually think Dimitrovic is a safe pair of hands. It was just a mistake that you quickly want to forget about. The perfect game to have that into if you're having an onslaught like this. But then we concede again. Diego Carlos trying to see the ball out to the byline. It gets pickpocketed by De Frutos. Good hustle on that too, and gets the easy tap in for Melero. Makes it 4-3.
Most definitely. And also, I mean, you said that he Dimitrovic has a sure set of hands, and really none of the goals that we conceded today were due to a lack of a sure set of hands. One that was really on Dimitrovic was just a lack of communication, breakdown in communication about whether or not he should come out of the box and off his line to make a stop, or if Koundé could get there. And I think that's just going to be something that as he plays more and gets more minutes, and like, he'll just create that rapport with the defenders, and they'll be able to kind of communicate that a little bit easier and shore some of that up. But yeah, it's like, he's still a great goalkeeper. And because that first goal that they scored was going in no matter what. That was a really nice shot on target. The second goal was the one that they screwed up with coming off his line. And then the last one was that really weird, like, is it over the line? Is it not? And then is it out? It was
all right.
It was just, yeah. It's just like all three of them were kind of weird circumstances to find ourselves in, but you know, we can't be conceding those. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. We were lucky that we had the kind of offensive firepower that we had today.
I guess it was
make up for that. Yeah.
Perhaps a bad day at the office defensively. Those are the kind of goals we don't normally concede. See, we conceded 3 goals total before this game. And so I guess it was just a freak match to have this. And Fernando kind of appeasing the tension, I guess, after Levante made it 4-3. Fernando scoring on 3 minutes after that. A good cross by Navas to find Fernando free into making his run into the box. This was Torres again sending Navas down the byline. And the habitual image of Jesus Navas down the wing, I guess that... that always brings joy to my face, just seeing Navas continuously making those runs. But yeah, finding Fernando in the box, making it 5-3. Like I mentioned, the fifth different goal scorer this game. And that's only the 64th minute. So you would think maybe more goals are coming, probably helping us with the goal differential. I mean, Spain is still head-to-head, but the goals definitely could become a factor towards the end of the season. Until then, I guess... the scoreline doesn't really matter, but from what we've seen performance-wise in this game, there's definitely an improvement over the last several games that we had. Notably, they were all away from home. So coming back from home, this kind of performance was encouraging to watch. What kind of stood out to you?
Yeah, so there were a couple of things. The first, and you mentioned it, like the defensive play was not up to par. But it's funny because in my first half notes that I have here, I said that like, on Wednesday against Lille, our backline played okay, but we're so much better with our normal starters in there because during the first half, we played really, really well defensively. And then I have like an addendum to my note here. It's like, maybe I spoke too soon. Now it's 4-3 because there's the weird mistakes, and it's not for lack of talent. It's definitely communication and how they can work well together. And that's something we've talked about in podcasts in the past as well. Just it's something that seems to be getting better, but is still kind of frustrating at times. And the other big point that I had is that there are like this one, we played better as a team in this game. There were not as many wayward passes. Everything was crisper. We were able to take advantage of wide open opportunities on goal in a lot of cases, but there are still way too many like hapless crosses into the box, especially during the first half as we were trying to get started and get things going. And it was we're just sending it into the box. Nobody's there. The people that are in the box aren't really making an effort for it at that point. And it was just kind of, and it's just really frustrating to see because we are really good at that, but it's just, I don't know if it's a lack of effort or if it's a lack of confidence in some cases, but we got lucky that I think we scored so early and things opened up and Levante had to take take a chance to make some changes to their game plan. And that kind of opened things up more for us, but we have got to get better at getting good placement on those crosses, especially early in the game.
Perhaps picking our time to on when to cross it.
Yeah.
When there's maybe more players in the box in good positions, as seen with the Diego Carlos goal. See, that's what happens when Suso gets into a spot. I said his name. He gets into a spot. There's a reason why that's his trademark shot. That's his spot on the field, because he's either A, able to send a capable shot on target, which hasn't been happening as of late. He did hit the post today.
I thought for sure that was going in.
Right. So if his shot is working, then there's definitely more play that could develop just from that event. So he could either cut it back, reverse pass to an overlapping run, or cross it into the box, or fake it, or lay it off to someone that's nearby. He could do so many things in that position. So it was good to see finally that something materialized out of that, and he was able to get an assist on the goal. And it's nothing to, I feel like, to get excited about, because I feel like this is how he usually should be playing. Mm-hmm. And overall, how the team performs, I feel like this was a typical Sevilla performance. I guess the early goal went in, and then we finally took advantage of some of the good play we developed and some of the good moves that were made, and the solid defensive shape and winning the ball back in good opportunity, good areas, and just making our possession count finally. Yeah. You know, it didn't really cycle too much in our own half and stuff like that. We were able to assert our dominance early, similar to midweek, where we were able to, you know, control the game and set the tempo, but not materialize on our chances. Perhaps we could transition to that match midweek in the Champions League.
Do we have to?
I don't think we have to, because we had planned to record after that match, but there was nothing to be said.
Twice in the opening of this recording today, you mentioned that the midweek result, and I just thinking to myself, was that really a result of any kind? Like, there's just not anything to
really run out
take on. Yeah, I mean, we didn't concede anything. We had a very disjointed back line, just with, Koundé and Diego Carlos were both out. And had to slot people in different places, and they played well enough to avoid a loss, but like, we just couldn't get anything started, and it was like pulling teeth watching that game. And what made it worse was that a lot of the other games going on at that same time were really exciting, and I'm just thinking, why can't we get some of this action too? Like, why is it the curse of the Sevilla fans to be stuck in these draws that are just painful to watch during Champions League this year?
Unbelievable. Still, the only two goals we've scored in the Champions League were two penalty kicks by Rakitic.
Yep. And those were very good chances for him. I mean, they were really, really good penalty kicks that he took, but we shouldn't be resorting to penalty kicks to stay in games.
Not at all. There wasn't even much to comment on that game. Enrico on the boards commenting that, Lopetegui should just take a page out of Ajax's 4-3-3 and see how that's played. When you have that much possession, I mean, can't you be more elaborative with the ball, more creative? We did have Olivet on the pitch as well, so it's disappointing that we don't make it count. The first half wasn't as bad. We did get some chances. We were able to get some shots in and around the box, but too many shots resorting to like long range shots from outside the box, the front three being a bit selfish, not really playing to each other.
Yeah, and those long-range shots just are wasted shots, basically, because there's no way to get possession back from that. It's immediately goal kick, because it's not going to be on target.
I understand you want to end the move, right, and not have it to result into a turnover or what have you, but it really felt like a team that doesn't know how to attack. I mean, there's a clear lack of ideas in the final third. And then what even frustrated me more is that we brought on Papu Gomez to finally play in that hole in the number 10 role, somewhere on a 60th minute, whatever. And then 8 minutes later, he brings in Rakitic and just sends Papu to the wing. I mean, yeah. How are you expecting to change things? Rakitic in that role does not work. He does not advance the ball. He's not going to run at defenders. And he's just got to recycle the ball. I'm not saying Rakitic is a bad player. Never should have came to Sevilla, but not to play there. Not to play there at all. Play him in one of the pivot roles because he's got to play make from deep. That's where you're going to see him make more forward passes, not when he's at the number 10 spot. If even to defend, he's not really one of our best players to press from that position. But
yeah,
the quicker we forget about that game, the better. I'm hoping that's just the last we'll see of Sevilla. Maybe the result today probably could help like results going forward in the Champions League. Just 3 matches left,
and I think 2 of those Champions League games are at home as well, right?
Yes.
So that could be huge for us, especially if our fans show up like they did today.
Yeah, that could definitely bode well for us. Win the 2 matches at home, and that would push us to 9 points after 3 draws so far. So
yeah, I mean, 9 points in group is not the greatest we've done, but it's still respectable. Mm-hmm. And especially in this group, that should be enough to put us through.
Yeah, give yourself the best chance to have... I mean, whatever the draw is for the round of 16, give yourself the best chance in that tie and get that home field advantage, right?
Yep.
So hopefully they get the job done on that front. So the win today against Levante puts us top, tied on points with Real Sociedad. So still matches left to be played, but we could finish the match day top of the league. On goal differential, of course, but still top of the league. That's good to see. Perhaps alleviates the whole conversation of what the future looks like with Lopetegui. Is he going to be a manager next season? I'm still very optimistic sometimes. Like maybe season 3, Lopetegui version 3 through 5 might be a transformative Sevilla where we finally see, you know, elaborative play, wonderful first touch football and stuff like that. But from what we were seeing in the last couple of weeks, having that vision would probably come from a madman, but it's looking good after a performance like this. Okay, we got the win. It wasn't the prettiest, definitely a lot of goals, but definitely things that could be improved on. We have a match coming up this week away to Mallorca. Hopefully, unfortunately, we can stay at home for a second consecutive game, but away to Mallorca, who almost got a result, a win over Valencia last night. But it ended up being 2-2. Mallorca started the season off well, but some results not really going their way, having troubles finishing off matches. So away to Mallorca, this could be tricky. What do you think, Steve?
Yeah, this is not a game that should be overlooked at all. They have played really well, especially early in the season. They tied a pretty good Valencia team as well yesterday. Yeah, I've got some concerns about this, especially with just the congestion that we've had in terms of matches that we've played. I mean, we're starting a stretch here where, what, for 4 weeks now, it'll be two matches a week where we play a weekend fixture and a weekday fixture. I mean, I think that's probably why we cycled through a couple of players over the last couple of matches to get them some rest. But this is not going to be a walk in the park. Hopefully we can come out like we did today and kind of try and bury him early. But if things don't go our way starting out, it's going to be tough to get back into that game.
From what I've seen from Sevilla's play, I guess we'll hopefully go in the same direction in terms of, you know, taking care of proceedings early, maybe not scoring, but asserting our dominance early. You know, the team might be threatening, maybe not the first 2-3 minutes, but able to control possession. We're a possession-based team, but finding our way into their half a bit earlier and creating chances there. I'm not sure if we're going to score with reckless abandon as we did today. Just having that play develop in the opponent's half as opposed to our half, where that's where we can see chances through turnovers and such. So hopefully in that regard, we're improving. Oliveira at number 10 is looking all right. I still have my doubts because I don't think he has the goal threat that you would look for in a number 10. The goal did go in, but that was a moment of magic on a set piece, right?
Yeah, let's just do that every week. Yeah.
Right. This time one of those volleys from Munir will go in, but we've seen perhaps a few minutes after that, there was kind of a counter chance with Oliver Torres, who the shot was kind of tame and kind of went low and an easy save for the keeper.
Right in the center of the box, really.
Yeah. That's what I expect from Oliver. I don't think that goal threat is there, but I won't be disappointed if he starts again. I feel like he was man of the match today. He was given the man of the match award.
I didn't see that, but yeah, I mean, I
part king of the match, as they're calling it because of sponsoring issues. But
yeah, you love that, don't you?
King of the match. But I guess we could agree on that. Oliver for MVP, pulling the strings nicely.
Oh, definitely.
And that number 10 role protected by Delaney and Fernando, making good interventions to just keep the pressure on Levante. Definitely some mistakes in the back that could be avoided. And I mean, we've seen Diego Carlos make mistakes, but he's usually a reliable defender at the back. But I'm not too disappointed in the scoreline. I'm more satisfied with the performance and how it's progressing, hopefully. Because last time out, it was the Valencia and then the Espanyol game where we've seen a good performances. And then we had those run of away games and the performance kind of dropped. So yeah. Hopefully something better in that regard. Just to run down the results elsewhere in Sevillismo, it was another loss from Sevilla Atletico with Acejo making his debut as manager. They did manage to equalize in the second half away to UCAM Murcia, but Murcia was able to find the winner in the second half. So they 2-1 losers for Sevilla Atletico, who are still bottom of the table with just one win out of 9. Yeah, 4 straight losses for them. Hopefully it picks up. There's some good gems in there. I don't know. Maybe it'll take time for something to click over there, but it's still not going for Sevilla Atletico. So we got the match upcoming against Mallorca. The women are still on international duties and will be returning next week. So Mallorca on Wednesday and then at home to Osasuna on the weekend. 2 fixtures we thought would be easy matches at the start of the season, but 2 great starts by both of those teams make those 2 fixtures look tougher than they look.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the Osasuna match next Saturday. Mm. That's going to be huge for us, especially if things stay the way they are and Osasuna's in the, I don't know, in the top 4, which they could if the results go their way this afternoon. They could be sitting at 3. going into that game, which would be great for them, but a good test for us to see how we play against a team that on paper we should be beating handedly, but I think they are getting more out of their players right now than we are in terms of what you kind of expect at the beginning of the season. So it'd be interesting to see how we match up against them.
For sure. So just to highlight some comments from today, Jacob out in Slovenia saying this attacking performance is what we want. This offensive mentality is the key for attractive football. Winning football is what's important, but definitely when it's attractive as well, that's always satisfying. And a Duke out in Manchester saying, was this a St. Pauli game in disguise? Absolutely mental. Great to watch though, and love our exciting football. So hopefully more of that. This midweek away to the islands, and maybe we'll have a recording for you midweek, but most likely we'll catch you on the weekend post Osasuna match. Anything else to add, Steve?
No, not really. Just sending thoughts and prayers to Chris as he's working through some family stuff right now, and we're looking forward to getting back and chatting with him next.
Yes, Chris, who's ever present with us, always hosting, doing things behind the scenes, setting all this up, the forum, the podcast, everything. So our thoughts are with you. But we'll catch you guys on the next edition. Vamos, mi Sevilla.
Vamos, campeón.
Agustinson con la pelota. Va a poner otra vez ese córner desde la zona izquierda del ataque del Sevilla. Vuelve a levantar la mano derecha, se toca ahí la cabeza, el balón que va más pasado que el anterior, la volea, gol, 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 Oliver Torres. Quiero verlo de nuevo. Una, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco veces. La puso Agustinson, se tocó la cabeza. Eso es que no iba el primero, que iba el segundo. Estaba solo, completamente solo Oliver Torres. Se quedó como una estatua, midió los tiempos, esperó la pelota, golpeó con la derecha, rompió la red Oliver Torres. ¡Qué golazo del Sevilla en el 8! ¡Espectacular Oliver Torres! ¡Aquí estamos contigo, Sevilla, de nuevo! Para celebrar...